Welcome back, y'all, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day at 3 o'clock, we have a segment called Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. And today, our very special guest is the congressional representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. He's represented the 2nd District for 11 years in Congress. His name is Mark Pocan. He's been fighting for you and your family and the middle class here in Wisconsin for his entire political career, dating back to his assembly days here in the state legislature. I thank you for that, sir, and I thank you for being here. We talk about taxes all the time on this show because, as I like to say, if you care about child care policy, you got to care about tax policy. If you want a more secure border, you got to care about tax policy. All of these things go back to where is the government getting our revenues from? So last week we had on Amy Hanauer. She is the president of the Nonpartisan Institute on Tax and Economic Policy. They just dropped a bombshell new report. It analyzed the impact of all of Donald Trump's tax and economic proposals. And what they found was that Donald Trump's proposals would raise taxes on the bottom 95% of Americans while cutting taxes for the richest 5%. And I wanted to ask you, sir, what part of Donald Trump's tax proposals are you most worried about for the people of Wisconsin?
Well, you know, again, I like to make people aware of Project 2025. And, you know, they're the plan that Trump's folks and in the Heritage Foundation and other groups are promoting would take 7 tax brackets down to 2. And I know you're going to be shocked, but the wealthiest are going to pay less. And if you make up to $120,000 as a couple, you're going to pay more. And just that tax measure alone, not all the ones that Amy Hanauer's group put together, but just that one alone will cost the average Wisconsinite about $3,100. So that is just showing you, you know, don't forget that big tax break that Donald Trump did for the wealthiest. 83% of the money went to the top 1%, and it added $7 trillion to the national debt at the same time. That's how he handles tax policy. The other thing I think it's worth mentioning, just in general, and it's a little wonky, but I think it's important. Sometimes we spend money on healthcare at the federal level. Sometimes we spend money on, the environment, or we spend money on, you know, veterans. Those are expenditures. When you have a tax cut, that's a tax expenditure. It's no different than money you would have spent on healthcare or something else. So I just want people to really understand that the tax breaks, especially if you're not seeing it, that's money that would have gone to education or healthcare or the veterans or whoever else. And I just, you know, tax expenditure should be in everyone's vocabulary because it's not tax cuts. It's just, it's where you're prioritizing money. Instead of giving healthcare to everyone, you're giving tax cuts to a few.
Yeah, Mark, thank you so much for that. I rail about this all the time. I was an economist before I became a lawyer. And I say to people, it is exactly equivalent if you hand somebody a dollar to help a middle-class family afford childcare. That is exactly economically equivalent to cutting taxes by a dollar for a billionaire. It's the exact, it has the exact same impact on our federal budget and on our debt management and all those things. So let's make a value choice about what's most important to us as Wisconsinites and Americans. And I say, those are tax and economic policies that help build a stronger and frankly wealthier middle class. I heard an ad today, representative, that said that Kamala Harris wants to raise taxes on American families. And I was screaming at the radio. That's a lie. She wants to raise taxes on people making more than $400,000 a year. I don't know about you, but that ain't me.
No. And, you know, and other things, at some point we've got to deal with Social Security.
Yep.
And right now, if you make more than, I think it's about 165, 170,000, you don't pay another dime into Social Security. It's actually a regressive tax where people who make smaller amounts are taxed and the people who make more don't get taxed beyond that $170,000. And yet, you know, that's the future of the Social Security fund right there. You could simply take care of it by having tax equity and by continuing that percent no matter how much you make. So, you know, so often, you know, next year in particular, we're going to do all the tax bills in Congress. So whoever is in charge of Congress, who gets elected on November 5th, if we pick up those 4 seats in the House, you're going to have Democrats as your watchdogs, the people who want to instead have us invest in expenditures to help people with childcare or to help people with health care versus just giving it to the wealthiest, the people who just so happen to kind of belong to clubs like Mar-a-Lago. And guess who benefits? The giant orange guy. You know, that's what happens.
Him and all of his billionaire bro buddies. I mean, I don't understand it. You mentioned this about Social Security, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this in response. Hey, you want to help shore up Social Security funding? Then do what Representative Pocan just recommended, which is apply a Social Security tax for the dollars earned above $170,000 a year. Instead of having a regressive Social Security tax that penalizes folks that make less money. That's how you help shore up Social Security funding. We listened to Eric Hovde running for Senate against one of the most fierce advocates for the middle class, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and he's, oh, well, we'll just have fewer Wisconsinites receive Social Security and have them get it later. Like, wait a minute. Why not do the obvious thing that's more fair for everybody instead of providing less support for people that work for a living? Let's talk about Project 2025 briefly. When it comes to social issues, it's really scary. Are there some of the social programs or social proposals in Project 2025 that jump out to you most, Mark?
God, there's so many. It's 920 yeah. pages. Getting rid of the Department of Education is a bad idea. Getting rid of Head Start, you know, something that gives kids of lower income a chance to have an equal chance in those important years is really important. Lots of anti-diversity, equity, inclusion provisions, lots of anti-LGBTQI plus provisions. But, you know, one thing I do want to mention, it relates a little to the last. It doesn't talk explicitly about Social Security. It says it didn't have time to, but the Heritage Foundation that, you know, is the lead group behind this has proposed raising the retirement age to 69, as has the Republican Study Committee, the largest caucus in the Republican of all the Republicans in Congress. Yes. So when you talk about that, that's a cut because you won't get it as early. And if you're someone who's a laborer who works with your hands, you know, you're probably not going to be able to keep working, period, past that time. So I think those are provisions. And then also, real important, it wants to put everyone on Medicare under privatized Medicare, and that's an awful idea.
Folks, we've got to leave it there. Representative Pocan, I would love to have you come back. There's so much we could discuss leading up to this election. Thank you on a personal note for all of your work on behalf of the LGBTQIA plus community. You are a leader and servant to the people of Wisconsin. Folks, we'll be back with more with a ProPublica reporter after these important messages talking about ballot drop boxes. Don't miss it here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org and be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.